Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome again to our another week as we'll be continuing our look on purpose-driven life, designing a purpose-driven life. So here's the thing that we want to look on this week. What are some of the reasons why you will never grow? And there are five reasons that we want to look on this week. Our core scripture as we'll be looking on is 1 Timothy 4 verse 16. And it says, focus on your life and your teaching. Continue to do what I've told you. If you do this, you will save yourself and others. So we'll be looking on this week five reasons why persons can't focus on their life, or five reasons why persons can't design a purpose-driven life. Number one, and according to Luke 21 verse 34, they're worried about their life. So the scripture, Luke 21 verse 34 says, make sure that you don't become drunk, hungover, and worried about life. Then that day will catch you by surprise. So there are several things that can cause you to worry. You can worry about what you will eat, what you will wear, how you'll fulfill your financial obligations, meeting deadlines at work, the needs of your children if you have any. Sometimes the demands at work may be too great. Probably you're tired, you're sick. There are many reasons that will cause you to worry. But when you're living and designing a purpose-driven life, Jesus said that you should not worry about these things. He said, don't get hungover about these things that you're worrying about. And the reason is very clear. Suddenly, that day will catch you by surprise. Specifically, what he's talking about is in terms of when he comes back. So you may be worried about life and then instantly Jesus makes an appearance. But let's bring it home now, closer to home in terms of you may be worried about what you're going to do in terms of on the job, but all of a sudden now the deadline passes and all of a sudden you're in a problem. You may be looking to meet your financial obligations and you're worried about how exactly you're going to fulfill these obligations, but the deadline suddenly passes for when you're supposed to pay. The other thing that you can think about in terms of worrying about the needs of your children, and the fact that you sit down and worry, it paralyzes you from making a decision about taking that step, small step. And all of a sudden, things just get worse as opposed to get better. All right, nothing probably not even happen because you're so in your head, you don't do anything at all. The next reason is being distracted. Mark 13 verse 9 says, be on your guard. People will hand you over to the Jewish court and whip you in their synagogues. You will stand in front of governors and kings to testify to them on behalf of me. But the first part is what we really wanted to focus on. So we are being warned to be on our guard. But many times persons are distracted by those same cares of life that we mentioned. The first reason being worried. So worrying is the emotional response to being distracted by the problem, right? So you're distracted by what is happening. So you won't see the solution that you can implement, even if it's a small that can make you move ahead a little bit, or where you can actually get help, or even see the obstacles that can come if you don't resolve this matter fast and quickly, or the repercussions that can happen. So it takes your mind away from focusing on living purposefully. And that is what happens when you're distracted. You're worried, and the worrying causes the distraction. And then you might be distracted by other things, and then all of a sudden, the compounding effect of the additional problems make things worse. The third reason is that being afraid to do something that you have to do. So 1 Chronicles 28 verse 10, be careful because the Lord has chosen you to build the temple as his holy place. Be strong and do it. So maybe the problem is not what you are supposed to do. You're not distracted, but you have something to do. But because of the magnitude of the task, you become afraid. One thing that can cause persons to become afraid is public speaking. Not everybody likes to speak publicly. Or you have a project and the weight and the weight that the project carry in terms of the effect on maybe the company, your job may be on the line if it don't succeed, and you're worried about taking it on and you may not want to do it because there's a ultimatum, so to speak. Or maybe it is that you're trying to do something new and because you're unaware of how to do it, you freeze. So that's another reason. Being afraid to do something new or the size of the job can cause you not to live a purpose-driven life. Maybe the life that you want to live frightens you. And maybe your purpose and the vision that you have for your life is so big, it frightens you. So this is another reason that can cause you not to move ahead. The fourth reason is being intimidated by a person's title, rank, or authority or qualification. So you may be afraid because of imposter syndrome. You may not have the qualification. So for instance, you like health and healthy lifestyle. You're not a doctor. You're not a nutritionist. But you are interested in this thing and you don't want to do it because you're not qualified. The other thing is that you may feel as if, say, you need a piece of paper in order to move forward or to give you that stamp of approval to actually do what your heart says you want to do. You have the information, you're passionate about it, you're well-versed, you can answer any question, but you are afraid because you don't have the quote-unquote stamp of approval to prove that you know what you know. And chances are that don't matter. And that can prevent you from getting started and doing what you want to do. The last reason, and number five, is having a faulty foundation. So you may have the tools, you may know what you're doing, but listen to this. As a skilled and experienced builder, I use the gift that God gave me to lay the foundation for that building. However, someone else is building on it. Each person must be careful how he builds on it. So what Paul is saying is that your foundation may not be set good. We're talking about construction now. They dig a certain length or depth of the hole, pour concrete in it, and put certain equipment in it in order to make that foundation solid so the building can stand. And that foundation is your belief system, if you're talking about as an individual. What is it that you believe about yourself and about your purpose that can help you move forward? And if you don't believe that, if you don't have a full understanding about it, it can prevent you now from moving forward into your purpose and living that purpose-driven life. So those are the five reasons. Think about them. Are you worried about life? Are you distracted? Are you afraid to move ahead? Are you intimidated by the lack of qualification or even the space that you're going into? And are you going into designing that life on a faulty foundation? So these are the questions that I am leaving you to this week to think about. This is something that you should examine to see where you are and to see where you want to go when you're moving ahead when it comes on to designing and building a purpose-driven life. Because you cannot go ahead and build a life living for God on a faulty foundation. That's it for me this week. Until next week, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.